Greetings. This is Clarence Bailey III of Shore Community Bible Fellowship. Let us give all glory to God on this day. I am excited to share a message titled Kingdom Woman from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Before the message, let's pray. Our Father God, I thank you for this opportunity today to call you Lord. This is another day you have given us on this earth, reminding us that each day you give us is special. Help us, Lord, to hear clearly from your word in Proverbs chapter 31. Help me to speak clearly, directly from your word. I decrease so that you may increase. Help each of us to be free of distractions and anything that will keep us from hearing the truth in your word. Let us be all transformed this day. Let us apply it to our lives so that we can go out and make an impact for your kingdom in this world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today I'm speaking about the subject of womanhood. In general, from scripture text of Proverbs 31. Again, the title is The Kingdom Woman, in a new sermon series called Family Matters to God. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren." We are commanded to teach our children and grandchildren the way of the Lord. The way that God has established this great task is done through the foundation of the family. We see that even if you go back in Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 through 28, where it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" The first family was established in Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And families have been growing ever since. Now, there are different parts of the family as God designed it. In order for us to be an effective family, it is important for us to understand the different roles in the family. As we go through this message series on the family matters to God, we will take a look at what the Bible says about being a woman, a man, marriage, singlehood, parenting or grandparenting, as well as what it looks like to be a kid in the family unit as designed and for the purposes of his kingdom. Again, prayerfully, we will have a better idea of what our role is from a biblical standpoint, so that we can be more aligned in our thoughts and actions and embrace the role that God has placed us in our families. So again, the first subject in our Family Matters series, which will be the focus on the role of the woman, more specifically, the kingdom woman, using the Bible in Proverbs chapter 31 as the standard. By definition, a kingdom woman is a woman who positions herself under and operates according to the rule of God in every aspect of her life. Again, a kingdom woman is a woman who positions herself under and operates according to the rule of God in every aspect of her life. Here in Proverbs 31, we will see that a kingdom woman is trustworthy. She is hardworking. She is kind and caring. But ultimately, she is able to do all these things because she fears the Lord. When we go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, looking at how God created man and the woman, it is important to note. In that chapter, when it says that God created man out of the dust of the ground, in the words God formed man, the verb for form that was used in the Greek is the word yatsar. It means to put together, just like a potter forms a pot. A pot is fairly simple in its construction generally. Looking at Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, it says, "Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man." The verb that is used for the word made in Greek is bana. Bana means to be built, like a house, like a temple, like an altar or a city. The word that was used to make man was formed like a pot, but the word that was used to form woman has the implications to build something more complex, like a house. God masterfully created the woman the way that he did because he only knew the purposes that he would have for the woman in this world. When we look at Proverbs 31, we should have a deeper appreciation of the description of this kingdom woman here, especially when we think of her being crafted together by our great heavenly king. If you look through the Bible, you will find many examples of kingdom women. In Exodus chapter 2, we can read about Moses' mother, Jochebed, who intervened on behalf of her son Moses by saving his life so that he could eventually become the deliverer of Israel. Also, in other parts of the Old Testament of the Bible, we read about kingdom women such as Moses' wife, Zipporah, who saved the life of her husband when he was disobedient and did not follow a simple command of God. Also, there are women like Esther, Ruth, Rahab. Even in the New Testament, there are kingdom women such as Priscilla and Phoebe. These two individuals who were very instrumental in getting the early New Testament church started. And then we have the mother of Jesus, Mary, the one who was obedient. There were other godly women in recent history also. There was a woman called Isabel Bomfrey. She was a slave in New York who spent the first 28 years of her life in slavery. And she experienced many trials in her life and suffered a lot until she received a vision from God to take her and her baby to seek freedom. Later in her autobiography, she shares how God changed her name, which some of us may be familiar with, to Sojourner Truth. She said that God changed her name because she was to travel up and down the land, showing the people their sins and to be a sign among them and to point them to truth. There's a woman called Florence Nightingale, who was a devout church member of the Church of England, who organized care for wounded soldiers in the Crimean War and established modern nursing practices that are used today. And here's a lady I have come to know very well and reading about in recent years, especially with church planting. Name, Charlotte Moon, who was a Chinese missionary. Most of us may know her as Lottie Moon, who in China, who used her sewing and knitting as a way to build trust and build relationships until ultimately introducing them to Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that there are some kingdom women listening on this morning. Also, I do believe that there are some women who are striving to be kingdom women, but just don't know how, or there may be some women around who are tragically don't have a desire to embrace any part of womanhood. My hope, regardless of where you fall and all, that you will see clearly today what the Bible says about woman. Look into Proverbs 31. The main focus will be on verses 10 through 31. But first, looking at Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 9, it begins with a mother who is speaking to her son, King Lemuel. Some Bible commentaries believe that this could be another name for Solomon. But nevertheless, this mother is warning her son to abstain from alcohol, to take part of no bad behavior. And she challenged him to rule well, to be fair, to always be kind, and always look after the dying, the trodden, and the hurt. Then in verse 10, the subject changes a bit, and it goes into a more detailed description of a virtuous woman. In fact, the Proverbs 31 has been called the ABCs of the woman of excellence. I'm going to share the ABCs of a woman of excellence as I read through the verses 10 through 31 of Proverbs 31. Verse 10 says, "Who can be a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." Here we see a woman who is adored. Verse 11. "The heart of a husband, safely trust her. She will have no lack of gain." Here we see a woman who is blameless. Verse 12, "She does him good and does not evil all the days of her life. She is consistent." Verse 13 says, "She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is diligent." Verse 14 says, "She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She is efficient." Verse 15 says, "She arises while it yet is night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservant. She is focused." Verse 16, "She considers a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. She is a go-getter." Verse 17, "She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She is hardworking." Verse 18, "She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She is industrious." Verse 19, "She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. She's a juggler of multiple tasks." Verse 20, "She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is kind-hearted." Verse 21, "She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She is loving." Verse 22, "She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine, linen, and purple. He is magnificent. Verse 23, a husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She is nurturing. Verse 24, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. She is an opportunist. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She's pure. Verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She is quiet spirited. Verse 27, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She is ready. Verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. She is special. Verse 29, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. He has a testimony. Verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. She is unique. And lastly, in verse 31, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. She is virtuous. Now, it is so important for us all to understand that for a woman to be a kingdom woman who is adored, who's blameless, consistent, diligent, efficient, focused, a go-getter, hardworking, industrious, a juggler, kind-hearted, loving, magnificent, nurturing, an opportunist, pure, quiet-spirited, ready, special, who has a testimony, and who's unique and who's virtuous, this woman cannot do this in her own might. In fact, she can only do this only if she fears the Lord. Again, a kingdom woman must have a foundation built on the fear of the Lord. So looking at verse 10, in most Bible translations, you will find the word wife. But in the KJV and some other versions, you will see the word woman. Regardless if this, in this text, if we're talking about a married woman or not, these principles that are found here in verse 10 through 31 applies to all women in general. So looking at our first principle of to be a kingdom woman who subjects and surrenders her life in every aspect to the Lord, she is trustworthy. Principle one, a kingdom woman is trustworthy. We can see this in verses 11 and 12. It says that the heart of her husband safely trusts her so that he will have no lack of gain and she does good and not evil all the days of her life. She's a woman of character. It does not say that she just does this on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. It says all the days of her life, to the point where he can go about his work. He can go about his day and not worry about what's going on at home, what's going on in the workplace, or what's going on in the marketplace because of the consistent character of who she is. She has proven to be trustworthy. In addition to verses 11 and 12, in verses 23, we see that the kingdom woman is trustworthy also. It says that her husband, again, he's known in the gates when he sits among the elders in the land. And to understand the significance of this, he's just not going to sit there and wasting time as if he's just sitting on a street corner. No, to be able to sit at the gate with the elders means that this husband has risen to some type of prestige. He has some type of leadership. This husband cannot do it without a support wife to help him on his path. Seen in verse 28 and 29, it says that her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. How are the children able to praise her? Because they trust her. They love her because she's consistent. They can entrust their hearts to this woman. The husband can praise her for all that she does, even in the midst of his shortcomings. This kingdom woman is trustworthy. Looking at verses 13 through 19, we have several examples of how the kingdom woman is hardworking. Verse 13 says that she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. This woman is not afraid of work. She uses what she has. She is resourceful to make things. Verse 15 says that she also rises while it is night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She gets up early and takes care of business. Also, let's not miss the fact that she has help. It said that she got food for her maidservants. And when we see the word maidservants, these are maidens. These could possibly be people that she paid to help her out. Don't miss this. A kingdom woman, it does not mean that this woman has to do everything herself on her checklist. She must delegate and use what's available and use whoever is available. A kingdom woman is able to teach and hold people accountable, especially the next generation. Learning how to hold the next generation accountable is important. As we talk about the family, it is so important that kingdom women embrace this role of being hardworking and show another generation that being a hardworking mother, being a hardworking wife, being a hardworking daughter or sister, just a hard worker in general, is nothing to be ashamed of. In verse 17 and 18, we have other examples of hard working. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. Here, the kingdom woman's hard work is highlighted through her strength. She takes care of everything that she needs to. She inspects her work. She does not just put things out and just say it is done, but she does it with excellency. Going to verse 24 and 25, it said that she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She rejoices in the time to come. This hardworking woman not only provides for her own family, but also provides enough for others also, either to sell or to give it away. To be clothed, that's what holds her together. She is held together by strength and honor. It comes from God. She's confident in the future. She's not worried. She's not afraid. This is because this hardworking, trustworthy kingdom woman has made the preparations. She has been consistent and efficient. So whatever the future holds, she is not afraid because she has done the work that needed to be done, the way it needed to be done, in the time that it needed to be done. There has not been laziness in her life. Verse 27, she watches over the ways of her household and she does not eat the bread of idleness. The kingdom woman does not complain or obsess about me time, does not say I need rest and relaxation so that I can prop up her feet for the rest of the day watching the soaps and just wasting time. Instead, it says that she watches over her household. And we don't know the size of her household, but we do know that she had a husband, children, and maidens to watch over. Her task was enormous. To her, to be trustworthy and hardworking was embraced because this kingdom woman understood the special calling and pressed towards the purposes that her creator called her to. I must highlight again that this woman did not do all of this in her own strength, but ultimately she sought God for her strength. In any area, she would fall short. She did not let it stop her from continuing on because she knows that God would not leave her nor forsake her. That is a promise for all women listening right here, right now, who may be feeling overwhelmed, undervalued, worn out. Know that you are not alone. God has not left you and knows that who you are and what you're going through. Now, looking back at the text, we have to think about the seasons of the kingdom woman's life and how she is to position her life. It can only be done by the will of God. Being a woman is trustworthy. She is hardworking. But also, a kingdom woman, principle number three, is kind and caring. A kingdom woman is kind and caring. In verse 20 through 21, it says she extends her hands to the poor, yet she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow of her household, for all of her household is clothed with scarlet. Also in verse 26, it says she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. With all that she has, with all that she can do, she still deals kindly with others, especially the poor. All that God has blessed her in profits of a vineyard, she did not just keep it to herself and just lavish in her lifestyle and the lifestyle of her husband and kids, but she extended it to the poor, which shows great care. She speaks with wisdom, and with her tongue she used kindness. This is a kingdom woman who understands the power of life and death and the tongue. In the Bible, women are warned not to be busybodies or gossips, but instead to be nourished in the word and to live quiet lives, to live submissive lives to their husbands if they are married, yes, but ultimately submissive lives under the will of God the Father. In verse 30, it says, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. So one thing that I notice is we hear about what the kingdom woman looks like. We do know what she did, how she dressed, and how she was perceived by her husband and children. In verse 30, we're told that it doesn't matter what she looked like because the beauty that she has is from within. Her beauty came from her desire to please God, and that's true beauty. In the latter part of verse 30, Again, this is where it all comes together. Every attribute and action of a kingdom woman is built on this truth. This kingdom woman fears the Lord. He fears the Lord. Let us know that she is not a woman who seeks her own pleasure, who seeks her own power, who seeks her own will. But it says that she is a woman who fears the Lord. Everything hinges on her fear, her reverence for him. Now, what does reverence mean? It means to take God seriously. It means to place what God says and what he requires as the highest priority. It's not letting the outside world, the marketplace, Facebook, Instagram, magazines, other people's opinions dictate what the woman should do, where she should go, how she should act, but only the word of God is used as her standard. If a kingdom woman's priorities are rooted in anything else outside of God, it will only bring about weariness and busyness. In God, everything the kingdom woman does will bring fruitfulness and abundance. Her heart, mind, and body are strengthened to her devotion in the Lord. Her heart, mind, and body are strengthened by her devotion in the Lord. So to begin the journey of being a kingdom woman or staying on the path of being a kingdom woman, your devotion must be to the Lord first. Out of this devotion to the Lord, in every aspect of her life, she'll be influenced by the relationship with him. The more aligned the kingdom woman is with the Lord, the more she will be aligned in the calling that he has for her and the bigger impact that she will have for his kingdom, especially sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. There is a lesson for men also. If we men truly understood the calling, the role of kingdom women, and appreciate God's magnificence in creating her, we will stay on our knees praying, asking for guidance and wisdom to lead, to support, cultivate this woman to be and do all the things that she can do and needs to do for the kingdom of God. There's a responsibility for all men. Her reverence determines her actions, her thoughts, her words, and priorities. There's a lot of things that are important, a lot of good things that women do. The cooking, the cleaning, the raising of the children, the cultivating of healthy marriages, working hard on their jobs, contributing to the community in various ways, providing wisdom, serving in the church, taking care of their health, spending time with family and friends, enjoying life. All these things are opportunities, blessings that God gives. However, none of these should be a stumbling block if it keeps you from reverencing God. Again, the kingdom woman is trustworthy. She is hardworking. She is kind and caring. But ultimately, the kingdom woman fears God. A word of encouragement to any woman who may feel inadequate. Do not let this model intimidate you in any level, but instead let it be inspiration and encouragement to pursue who you are called to be, a virtuous woman, and have confidence that God will equip you to be all that you need to be. Regardless of what society says or what the devil may try to plant in your mind, that lies, you may try to downplay the role of women, the role of the wife, the role of the homemaker, the role of mother, the role of being an advocate of teaching the other generations of women coming. Because again, the kingdom women are needed to impact this world for the kingdom of God. We have a generation of lost girls who do not know their identity. Who do not know that God has a precious gift to this world and definitely unaware of the gift of salvation that comes through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here are some questions. How can you be a kingdom woman in your home and in your family? How can you be a kingdom woman in your community? How can you be a kingdom woman of impact for the world? The answer for all of them starts with your reverence for the Lord. To all, especially the women who are listening, please pray and go back through these scriptures in Proverbs 31. Look at each one in particular and ask God how each can apply to your life. Spend time writing down the ideas that come to you during this special devotion time. Be willing to wait if necessary, and be patient as you seek the Lord for answers of how he wants you to be the kingdom woman who is trustworthy, hardworking, and who is kind and caring, but ultimately the one who fears him. You're not called to be Sojourner Truth. You're not called to be Florence Nightingale or even Priscilla. God wants you to be you. I'm talking to you, kingdom woman. Know that God made you. He created you fearfully and wonderfully made with intention, and he desired for you to bring him glory with your life. We have a blueprint here in Proverbs 31. but also in other areas of the Bible. But one thing you must remember is that you can't be a kingdom woman if you don't belong to the king. You must first recognize that God is holy, and in his holiness, you must acknowledge your own sinfulness and how you have fallen short of his glory. And understand that you need to repent, change your thinking, and turn away from any sin that is in your life. If you haven't lived your life in such a way in alignment under God's will and his standards, begin today. Know that Jesus Christ purchased our lives on the cross with his blood. Our sins are forgiven. The question is, do you believe this? Do you believe that even when you were dead in your trespasses and sins, that Jesus paid the penalty of sin, which is eternal death? He paid that penalty on the cross. And if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, will you worship him by serving him with your life? Continue to be a faithful worker while you are here on this earth, not looking for special recognition from man or a pat on the back, but looking forward to a life of eternity. That would be your motivation. There's no doubt that a kingdom woman does not get the credit, the gratitude, the appreciations, and the thank yous that they deserve. But ultimately, kingdom women know that the only voice of approval that you look forward to is recorded in Matthew chapter 25, verse 23, which says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Is the only one who truly matters. Let us pray. We thank you and give you all the glory. Thank you for creating the woman and great blessings that she served. Thank you, Lord, for her ability to be trustworthy, hardworking, kind, and caring. Help all kingdom women to live lives of reverence to you. I pray for the kingdom women in the making to continue on the path of righteousness. Also, I pray for the men and women who may not know you as Savior. May they accept the free gift of salvation on today. We pray that all things that were said and done were aligned to your word and your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Clarence Bailey III, church planter of Shore Community Bible Fellowship. Thank you for listening to this message. If you have any questions, or if you have a prayer request, or have decided to make Jesus as Lord of your life, we would like to hear from you. Please call us at 757-710-6843. Again, 757-710-6843. Or check out our website at shorecommunitybible.org and leave your information in our prayer requests. Also, I invite you to join us at 11:15 on Sunday mornings in the Outreach Center in Exmoor Baptist Church, or at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays in the Fellowship Hall on the campus of Exmoor Baptist Church, located on the corner of Pocahontas and Main in Exmoor, Virginia. At Shore Community Bible Fellowship, we desire to see everyone worship God, grow in his word, serve others, and plant churches. May God's peace and blessings be upon you and your family.